Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
Well, last time we read Matthew chapter 23.
Apparently we sure as fuck did. I don't remember it.
I did not recall. In that chapter, it was really fucking boring.
Apparently, that's why I don't remember it.
Yeah, but Jesus was really mad at the Pharisees, I think. There was some parables, and he was, like, saying that the Pharisees are all doomed. And, like, we talked a lot about, like, the hate being portrayed against the Jewish community, basically, because, like, it was very hateful towards Jewish people.
Yeah.
And like, if you wanted to read that into it, it was definitely there. And we talked a lot about that and how this stuff gets interpreted the wrong way now. And it was not a great chapter. But we also talked about our pastor landlord. We talked about...
I do remember that.
Care Bear Powers.
And, oh, I remember that.
Yeah. And French fries with vinegar.
I remember that. I remember everything that has nothing to do with the Bible.
Yeah. And we talked about the tithing and how that was how tithing is kind of bullshit, given that, you know, Jesus was like, hey, just forgo everything. And now churches are kind of like, no, always give us a lot of money.
Always tithe.
Because you would think they could be fine just like on a hillside or something.
They should.
Yeah. So anyway. I'm not doing it complete justice, but that was essentially Matthew chapter 23, and that means that today we're getting into...
Apparently we're getting into Little Maddie chapter 24.
And before we get into it, I do want to mention that this is our live Discord. We do it every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. The link is always in the show notes, so go down there, click on it now, join us on the next one, and yeah, do that.
You missed Kid pulling out their guitar and...
Yeah.
And playing and
discussions about Picket Fences.
The show Picket Fences,
yeah.
Which you should watch. And you also missed me being a complete and utter ass. But that's okay, because I'm sure it'll happen again. So you should come next
just
week.
Good to come join us.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie. We are hopping into Little Maddie, chapter 24.
Okay.
And I'm going to try so hard to pay attention this time, so at least two verses stick.
Right, okay? Yeah. I mean...
Because I remember none of chapter 23, which correct. I am told was boring and stupid.
Right.
So I don't blame myself, but if it happens two chapters in a row, then it is my fault. So... I'm trying so hard. Ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay, yeah. So Jesus. Whatever happened last chapter, I don't know.
Right.
But in this chapter, Jesus left the temple.
Okay. Yeah.
And he was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to its buildings. That is an interesting statement because, like, we were walking in downtown Dayton and we were looking at the buildings because the architecture is really cool.
Sure.
In some of the downtown buildings.
Yeah.
You know, especially like the Oregon District and the historical sections of Dayton.
Yeah.
Like there's some really... Okay, I'm doing it again. God damn it. Stop letting me go off topic. Okay, so anyway, they're like, dude, Jesus, my God, look at the buildings. Do you see all these things? He asked. Hold on.
The disciples.
No, he asked. Do you see all these things? He asked. Okay, so the disciples are like... Look. And so then he said, do you see all these things?
He being Jesus.
Right.
Okay.
That's just so weird.
Sorry.
Truly, I tell you, not one stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down.
Ooh. Okay.
All right.
And this has nothing to do with the fact that they're writing about this after the fall of the temple,
which we read about in our last Q&A.
Right, yeah. So yeah. They couldn't have possibly known this, even though they wrote it after the temple fell.
Right.
Okay.
Matthew was written during the time.
Out. Yeah, because a lot of people like to say, well, Jesus knew. Like, no, they wrote this literally after this happened.
As the town was getting destroyed.
Right.
So, yeah. So as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came up to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Yeah, that's what happened.
No, dude, this is so fucking hilarious.
He's told them the story 3 times already. No, but go on.
Do you remember? Okay, in the Old Testament, almost always we would find out that the fucking book was written. No, not almost always. Always. We would find out the book was written after the events that they were prophesizing about. Mm-hmm. Or they were written close enough to the event that they could have been foreseen as something that was going to happen.
Right? Right. Like, it was a foregone conclusion.
Yeah. And so it's the same fucking model here, right? Mm-hmm. They're writing this after it happens. They're injecting this bit of prophecy back into the fucking New Testament and passing it off as Jesus is just amazing because he's going to predict when this fucking happens. Even though it was written after it already happened.
Yeah.
And it's just, I hate this. Like,
I hate it because even if you take all of that out of it, what I said stands. He's literally told them 3 times now.
Right.
3 times. Yeah. Literally 3 times. That I'm not exaggerating that number. That is part of his thing, is that he told them 3 times what was going to happen.
Right.
And so they're like, what's going to happen again now? Like, if I was Jesus, I would just like kick rocks and be like, y'all don't even fucking listen.
That's a whole writing thing, right? Say it again and then sum it up.
Yeah.
You got to say it 3 times.
Tell them what you're going to say, right, it, and then tell them what you said.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Jesus answered, and this whole fucking chapter is in red. So he's about to go off.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name claiming I am the Messiah.
Oh, Jesus.
And many will deceive, and they will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places.
Not war and earthquakes. Those and things never fucking happen. Famine, like, it's crazy.
Right?
I can't imagine the places where wars and earthquakes happen. Oh, wait, that's just our planet.
Our planet.
Yeah.
Is that? Yeah.
Sorry.
All these are the beginning of birth pains. Okay. The planet's about to have a baby.
Says a man.
Right.
Says a man.
I love when men take women's birth pains on as their own.
And they did that in the Old Testament too.
Yeah, and it always pissed me off. Right. Like, how do you even dare? Like, one of my favorite things is watching usually celebrity males take those can you handle period cramp experiments. Like, have you seen those?
I've not really watched them, but I've heard of them and I've
They're
seen like
fucking hilarious. Bits. The dudes will have to wrap a thing around their abdomen.
Yeah.
And it will cause pains that are equivalent to the pain of menstrual cramps that women have to, you know, endure every month.
Right.
And it, without fucking fail, the men will cry like little fucking babies and they can't handle it. They cannot handle the pain of period cramps. And then there's other times when they'll do the ones that are labor pains.
Yeah.
And they really can't handle it then.
Right.
Like, they're like, no, absolutely not. And, like, the men who walk away from that always have, like, a newfound respect for, like, what women's bodies go through.
Sure.
And I should stop myself and be more inclusive. When I say women, I should not be saying women. I should be saying people who experience periods and people who give birth.
Sure.
Because there are trans or intersex people who do experience these who are not women. So apologies for my non-exclusive use of the word woman. Anyway, it just cracks me up when these fucking dudes of the Bible are like taking something that they have never experienced, will never experience, and using that pain that any other time they would downplay, like, oh, women be crying all the time, like, then here they just use it like, oh, the greatness of the pain, and yes, we take the greatness of a pain, and the planet is having birth pains. Like, fuck off with that.
Sure, yeah.
What were you going to say?
I don't remember.
Sorry.
No, it's all right.
Just fuck off with that is all I got to say.
Right.
Anyway, so Jesus is going off, okay?
Yep.
Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, just so you know.
Of course.
And you will be hated by all nations, beyond in the middle of that word, because Jesus is so dull to me. Anyway, you'll be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me.
Mm. Okay.
He's so vain.
So, like, Christianity gets popularized because Rome popularizes it.
Eventually,
historically, right?
Yeah, somewhat.
So, like, he's prophesizing something that literally... But I'm not saying there weren't issues and there weren't things, but, like, this religion continues and becomes one of the biggest religions in the world, and he's saying that it's going to cause them all... Like, where's the fucking problem here? You all just grew and grew and grew, and kept becoming more and more and more, and you're sitting here telling us that we're all going to die, and sure, people die, things happen, but like, your religion grew, and the end never came, and still hasn't ever come.
He's like, y'all are going to die on my behalf, and it's going to be so tragic, but he didn't know the other part, which was that, but 2,000 years later, they'll still be fighting for this in courts.
Right.
And taking away the rights of everybody.
And we've talked about this before, but like, even Jesus is prophesizing something that is near term. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, and it's fairly obvious in what is being said.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But here we are 2,000 years later still arguing that, you know, the end is nigh and the end times are coming and rapture and all these bullshit things that people like to prognosticate that are coming down the pike at us with regard to Jesus and the end of the world.
Listen, the only time that it was good to say that the end is nigh was in the movie 28 Days Later, when Jim, the main character, walks into a church right before he sees his first zombie, and somebody had written in blood on the wall of the church, "The end is motherfucking nigh." And that was, like, so for real, because then, like, all the zombies, you know, stand up and...
Yeah,
like,
that person was right.
That person was right. So my point is that unless there's fucking zombies or aliens or, like, some kind of supernatural, like, everybody... The newspapers are now out of print, right? And, like, you can't pick up the internet or TV anymore, okay? Like, everything is fucking askew and gone. And mankind, you don't even know your neighbors anymore, right? Yeah,
unless you're writing that in blood in a, you know, sheltering in place to save yourself.
Nigh.
The end is not nigh.
No. No, like, there's got to be zombies and the internet has to be gone, okay?
Right, yeah, that's a bare minimum.
That's my understanding of end times, okay? I don't want to hear about, like, Jesus might be coming any day now. He might be coming any day now for 2,000 years now, so fuck off.
Right, I mean, we make a joke of it online, like, not just us, but I'm saying, like, atheists in general always joke about having punch cards for the, you know, newest end times, whatever, right? And... like, being marked safe from the end times and, you know, all these things. It's so fun.
Right?
Like, because there's always a new one.
Nope. Not unless there's zombies and Netflix is gone.
Right. Yeah.
You know, then you can tell me that the end is nigh.
Right.
All right. So at that time, continues Jesus, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. Man, they were doing that for 2,000 years before, and they will be doing it 2,000 years after, and
sure,
2,000 years from today, they'll still be doing that shit.
Mm.
And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. They were already doing that.
Yeah, that was happening literally at the time of Jesus, according to him.
That was literally happening before Jesus. We had talked about how many people were always running around going, get with Yahweh. Yahweh's it, man.
There's never not been false prophets according to whoever the message is coming from.
Right. Like whoever's in power at the time.
Right.
Everybody else is false prophesying.
Yeah, whichever prophet we're reading about or reading from has always said that there are other false prophets. Mm-hmm. So
that's because all the prophets are false. Whether they're in power or not. Again, unless there's zombies and no internet and both are happening simultaneously,
right.
The end is not nigh and all prophets are false. Okay?
I think you could imagine an end times without zombies, but, you know.
I mean, or similar. That's why I said, like, okay. Aliens invading the planet.
Sure.
A meteor hits the planet and breaks it in fucking half.
That would definitely do it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's got to be something crazy large where the internet goes down.
Right.
You know, World War III, where nukes start flying. Yeah, of course.
I was just saying it doesn't necessarily have to be.
I'm going to summarize it all with zombie or equivalent.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Like
zombie equivalent apocalypse level.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Like, for real apocalypse level, not just like, and Jesus said there's going to be earthquakes. Fuck off. Take your earthquakes. There's always earthquakes.
Right, yeah.
There's always been earthquakes.
You ever been to California or, you know, Japan?
You know why there's earthquakes? Because we be fracking the fucking planet and digging into it and taking the water.
You know, we never really had earthquakes a whole lot in Ohio where we live, but there are now quite a few earthquakes in this area. They're not large,
but
because we're fucking digging into the shit that we shouldn't be digging into.
Mm-hmm. Fracking is not good, y'all.
Right.
It's not good. All right. Anyway, Jesus continues. Because of the increase of wickedness, that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
The love of most will grow cold, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved.
And is poor. Don't forget. And the least meek. Of. Yeah.
The meek.
Right.
Yeah. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. See, that's why the Christians be pushing their shit.
Oh, so once it's, so we still have time because it's not in the whole world yet.
Right.
That's still.
The Christians do be trying to scream it from the rooftop. They really, though.
You know, it's interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
they're
literally trying to reach the goal of.
The end times.
The end times.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sick and twisted in my brain.
No, it totally is. I mean, that is one of the things I was telling you about.
Yeah.
Like, why? Because we didn't know all of the, like, why are the Christians so excited about war? And especially, like, war in the Middle East. And it's because they literally would love the end times to come. They cannot wait to see Jesus.
It's like we evolved to a point where we're like, oh, we have fire. Oh, man, look, wheels. Look, oh, shit, we have engines now. This is awesome.
We can get to the moon.
And then we're like, you know what? No, let's just try to kill ourselves off.
Yes, yes.
Like, what? How did we go? We were going such a in a great like trajectory.
Awesome.
And now you just all want to, you know, kill off all of humanity.
Right.
How did we get there? Exactly. Oh, you're God.
Bleach.
God. Okay.
Bleach in the veins.
That's
ivermectin.
And we should just believe because faith and hearts and stuff.
Flat Earth.
And all that.
Yeti.
Okay. You know. Yeah. It's bullshit.
No, it is totally.
Yeah.
Pizzagate.
Right.
Pizza buildings with no basements. It's all the same people.
Sure. Yeah.
You notice?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, Jesus continues in red. So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, he's got
quotes. Was from the Old Testament.
Yes. He's got that in quotes.
Right.
Spoken of through the prophet Daniel. Let the reader understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Except the abomination that causes desolation, when the prophet Daniel was talking, he was not referring to 2,000 years later.
Right.
Honey, I'm glad you read the Old Testament, but you're applying it incorrectly.
And we're still being very localized because he's literally saying that the Jewish people in Jerusalem are going to flee to the mountains. in this one area.
I wonder where all the people on the other continents are going to flee to.
Right.
Are they having any earthquakes?
When you're referring to the whole world worshiping your God, what exactly do you mean by the whole world?
Because right.
It doesn't sound like you actually mean the whole world.
It sounds like you don't know about the rest of the world,
right.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of like you're a flat earther.
I mean, they were pretty
they
much.
They were pretty much, yeah. All right, he continues, let no one on the housetop go down to take anything out of the house. Let no one in the field go back to get their cloak.
Okay.
How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers.
Yeah, those end times, they're really bad for the pregnant nursing.
Again, can you just not even talk about them because you don't have the right?
Like, why would you bring them up as having a hard time? This is a hard time. The end of all time is a hard time for pregnant women and nursing mothers.
Well, yeah, when there's a zombie apocalypse, that is a rough time for them.
But I feel like we're missing some context here because, like, what?
Yeah.
That's like saying... I don't even know what that's like saying, but it sounds really fucking stupid is what it sounds
like. He's like, those rough times, they're rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are, Jesus. But rough times almost, are rough.
It's like if I just pulled off, like, it's like if I was just like, yeah, the end times are going to be really rough for my kids' t-ball team. I don't know. What? Like, yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
No fucking shit.
Yeah. Yeah. He continues, pray that your flight will not take place in winter or on the Sabbath.
Times happens in the winter or on the Sabbath.
I hope it doesn't really take place on a Saturday or Sunday, depending.
Yeah.
And I hope it's not in winter.
Yeah.
Because fucking snow.
So really inconvenient times for the end times.
I hope it's not in the winter and that it's on like a Monday.
Yeah. Could we just...
That would be great because then we got the whole rest of the week.
We really need to schedule this better. Like if you could just do the end times in the summer, it would be so much better for us.
And to have it start on a Monday because hopefully we could get it done by the weekend.
And then I can get everything in order and like, you know, we'll be good.
Yeah. So summer starting on a Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Some Monday in summer... That's when we're gonna do the apocalypse.
I have no idea what you're doing.
I was making up a song.
Oh.
You didn't like it?
No, this wasn't even... You just made up a song.
I was just making up a song.
Okay.
Some Monday in summer.
I was just clarifying.
Let's plan the apocalypse. Sure.
I was just wondering. Yeah.
Some Monday in summer. Let's plan the apocalypse.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that reminds me of the movie 12 Monkeys, because they kind of did plan the apocalypse. In a way, but then, like, they sent Bruce Willis back in time to fix it, you know?
Yeah.
And then they were, like, trying to fix it.
Right.
It was so good. Such a good movie.
Yeah.
I never saw the show. There was a show, apparently. I thought the idea was stupid, though, so I never watched it. All right. Jesus is still yakking about the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Okay? For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now. And never to be equaled again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. At that time, if anyone says to you, look, here's the Messiah, or there he is, do not believe it.
What? What is that? Is this the end times?
Yeah, he's saying that...
Well, we're talking about cutting short days, and the Messiah is not going to be there?
Not. They're saying, unless it's me, it's fake. And that whoever they're saying, that's not me.
Oh, so okay. Unless Jesus is here and being like, this is it. This is the one. Then we should just not... Like all these other people are just like, they're wrong.
For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders. Oh, they're going to be doing magic tricks.
Sweet.
To deceive, if possible, even the elect. Okay, so hold on. False messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders.
Now, this sounds like a very good way to dismiss why there are end times prophecies. Like, well, if this person was wrong, obviously they were just a false prophet.
Yeah, yeah.
You can just keep moving on down the line as long as you want, right?
But what I'm seeing here is that they're still saying that all these false prophets were actually doing magic stuff.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, magic is still there. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So it's not the fact that they're doing magic that's the problem. It's that they're not Jesus.
Right.
And
no, it is interesting that they kind of acknowledge that.
Sure, sure. Everybody these was.
Miracles are happening all over the fucking
everybody
place.
Everybody was doing miracles. Demons were possessing people still. Right. There were angels on every street corner.
Right.
Yeah. There was all kinds of magic.
Yeah.
So much magic. And these guys, there's some of them that are performing great signs and wonders. They're doing their magic, but they're false prophets.
I still can't, for the life of me, understand how anybody is supposed to understand
or which magic recognize, man.
Yeah, which magic person are we supposed to believe?
I've got 12 magic mans lined up in front of me, and they're all saying, I am the one. The rest of these are false prophets.
Most of the people I've seen do magic have, like, boxes and saws and women to get into the boxes.
And cards. They all have or decks men. Of cards.
I'm not being sexist here.
But they all have card decks.
Right. Yeah.
And what else do they have? They have hats. They have top hats.
Sometimes.
And
I think the top hats are kind of going out. Like they like to opt for the street magic or like a really big fucking
right,
shows
right.
where they walk through, you know, the Great Wall of China or something.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Or move the Statue of Liberty or something.
They still like smoke, though. They do smoke.
Well, yeah. You gotta have smoke in a magic show.
And they always have card decks. And I know because I was just watching some shorts on YouTube today.
Yeah.
And one of them was ScarJo, Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Was on one of the night comedian, like Jimmy Fallon, I think. And there was a magician guy. And he did a magic. And he pulled a card out of her mouth. And it was the one she guessed. Or some shit like that. But right. There was smoke.
Sure.
There's always smoke.
Do you remember in the Old Testament how God was smoke?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Right?
See?
Right?
They're still false prophets and they're still doing magic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So he continues. God, so much red ink. See, he says, I have told you ahead of time. Mm-hmm. That's a whole verse.
Or after the time, because since it was written
I'm going to remember this verse.
Okay.
See, I have told you ahead of time. That's my new favorite verse. Because that is so shit that I would tell you. I already told you.
Oh, you do that all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'll be like, read Matthew chapter 23, verse 25.
Yeah, you can't.
See, I have told you ahead of time.
Yeah.
Husband.
Except for that you didn't even remember we read chapter 23.
I know. So it's 24. God damn it. I told you the wrong chapter again.
I know.
Fuck. Oh, see, I didn't tell you ahead of time. All right, so he continues. So if anyone tells you, there he is out in the wilderness, do not go out. Or here he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it.
They just need a Dora.
Dora.
Dora could find Jesus.
Because she's got the map. Got the map. Got the map. Map. She's got the map. For as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever there is a carcass, there the vultures will gather.
That's true-ish.
Vultures do love them a good carcass.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
That's what vultures do that.
Maggots do love a good steak that's laying out in the sun.
Sure.
Okay, he's still talking. God, Jesus never takes a breath. Immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. And that's all in quotes. So clearly he's quoting from, you know, the Old Testament again.
Sure.
Okay. We'll cover where he got that shit from.
In the Q&A.
Right. Yeah. Then, he continues, will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. In the heavens, like in the sky will be a sign, or like in heaven.
I don't know that we've really clarified that, because earlier in Matthew, we were talking about heaven being like on earth, sort of.
Yeah.
And then now it seems a little bit more ethereal.
Mm-hmm.
Like it seems like we've transitioned from this earthly
heaven is a place on
to a more
earth.
Ethereal heaven. And
right.
I can't. There's so many things in the book of Matthew that I'm having trouble following because it seems
he's
like there's
all over the place.
They're just throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Scattershot.
Yeah.
This Jesus guy is scattershot in Matthew.
Yeah.
I don't really believe him, if I'm being honest.
There's no reason to, like, at all.
He's like, I'm so Jewish, y'all. I ain't gonna change a thing. And then he's like, fuck all of the Judaism of the last 2,000 years. I'm changing everything.
Anytime that there's a chance to tell us something, like, meaningful, he tells a story about a fucking vineyard or some people that got paid weird or something. And I'm like, dude. Just tell us what's going to happen.
Right.
Just say it like it is.
Right.
Don't make up fucking stories and make us guess what you mean. But no, we still are having to guess what this fucker means. And then we argue about it and go to war about it for thousands of years. Because why? Because religion's fun to kill people over, I guess.
Sure.
I don't, like, it's all so stupid to me.
Yeah. So I don't know if you mean sky or like a, you know, cloudy haven for the afterlife. But he says, then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then all the peoples of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds and one end of the heavens to the other. This sounds like Revelation.
It really does sound very apocalyptic. I don't know what Revelation talks about, but like this feels
like
very magical. Like, we're talking about the skies falling and this dude like riding in from heaven with like angels and
shit. Listen, in the movie Ghostbusters, when Winston Zeddemore is driving the car, and he and the other guy, Ray, they're driving and they're talking about the end times.
Yeah.
And they're like, the end times, Armageddon. And then they start quoting from the Old Testament. And they're like, the moon will turn judgment day. Like, this is that scene, right? Like, they're talking about.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, look, if I started seeing this shit, look, things, perspective gives us, you know.
Okay, but listen, really? Because I can remember 2 summers ago, we all sat out back with our fun sunshades on, watching as there was night during the middle of the day because of that fun eclipse happened.
I'm saying like in Ghostbusters, there's like ghosts coming out.
Right.
There's fucking giant marshmallows. There's a lot of shit going wrong.
There was some magic
and
stuff.
Dana
was sleeping 4 feet above her covers.
Right. And in that amount of chaos, I could understand somebody having a discussion about end times.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, that was a lot of shit.
That was a lot of
shit. To take in and not be like, you know, maybe we should be worried here.
And Ray did get accosted in his sleep by a succubus.
Yeah.
So,
that ghosty
bitch did unzip his pants.
Right.
And
yeah.
pull out his wiener.
That was a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Was a lot of stuff that happened.
Yeah. I got to admit, if I went through what happened in Ghostbusters, I might actually talk about end times also.
Listen, now that I'm talking about it, though, Ray did not seem upset about being accosted by a succubus.
I'd have to rewatch it. It's been too long.
I
know you have it down. Like
his eyes rolled back in his head, and he was like, ooh, and he kind of like just like his head fell back on his pillow. Like, what is happening right now? But he seemed more like, I don't know if I hate this.
Right.
How would you feel if a succubus attacked you?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm not going to like what?
Oh, that reminds me. Okay, wait. Okay, I saw a movie trailer today for a movie that is coming up called Other Mommy. And what does that make you think of?
Other Mommy?
Mm-hmm. Other Mother, Coraline, right?
What?
Oh my God. So you know the movie Coraline,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And you know how Coraline goes to place and there's Other Mother,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So anyway, this movie is called Other Mommy.
Okay.
And it's very Coraline based, but it actually is based on a novel by Josh Malerman, who wrote Bird Box. And the book is called Events Around the House or something like that. Anyway, so there's this scary scene in the trailer where, oh, and it's played by Jessica Chastain. Okay. So anyway, there's this terrifying scene in the trailer where the little girl is like talking to her dad, and she's like, sometimes she's here, and the dad's like, no, that's just your imagination. And then he looks over and like fucking Other Mommy is like a contortionist folded up under the fucking table, and he sees her, and that's like terrifying because he sees the ghost.
Okay.
It's a demon ghost thing. He sees her, and that's when you first realize, oh shit, this is not the little girl's imagination. This is like an actual entity. And he like jumps backwards and like, oh shit, and like he falls through the window because he's like, Jesus Christ. Anyway, I forgot what I was saying.
Where
you're
going. I don't even know where that all.
Oh, because like that's scary, and like then you could say like end times ? Ghost ?
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm curious what people think of that movie. I haven't seen it, obviously. The trailers just came out, but it's very like even the book itself was very Coraline coded, you know?
Okay.
So yeah. That's all. Anyway, I'm curious if anybody else has seen that trailer and what they think of it. Or if anybody's read the book, which I gave 4 stars on Goodreads.
Got it.
Okay. Anyways, I want to say the title of the book that it's based on is Events Around the House. But
I don't know the answer to this.
No, I know. I'm just.
You're just.
I think the word events is not correct. It's like something around the house.
Got it.
But it's something like that. But it's by Josh Malerman. He wrote Bird Box. Such a good movie.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, Jesus still be talking.
Yes.
Look, this is how I be.
Oh, I know.
Okay. Stop looking at me like I'm being weird.
No, I'm
always weird. Okay. Anyway, Jesus still blah, blah, blah. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. Oh, God. Oh. Here we go.
Yeah.
Remember the tree that I fucking killed in a temper tantrum? Mm. Remember it? Yeah. I was hungry and it didn't have any figs, so I killed it. Remember?
Right.
And then y'all asked me, how'd you do that, Jesus? And then I was like, I was mad at it, but you could do it too because prayer could move mountains if you just fucking had faith, you assholes.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah,
okay. I do. I remember that story.
Yeah.
That was not a boring story. It was interesting, at least.
Sure.
It wasn't boring.
Right.
Okay. So he said, now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
Mm.
So he's like, definitely talking about like this is happening this summer, y'all.
Yeah,
like he's not saying no, in 2000 years.
And I've read a lot of things that like as we go through these that there's going to be a lot of indicators that say that this stuff was
much was like the Old Testament.
It's going to happen in the near future.
Yeah,
right.
Just like the Old Testament.
Yeah, but like before his disciples and apostles die, basically. Like,
yeah,
it's something that's going to happen in the now.
Yeah. Yeah, not which, in the hour now, in his now.
Right, and I think, honestly, that a lot of the people that wrote Matthew felt like the temple being destroyed was this was essentially part of this.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it was, at the very least, if not the event, it's the beginning of the event.
Or dogs something. And cats living together,
right,
like, temples falling, mass hysteria.
Sure. No, but here we are still talking about the same shit. You know,
right.
Thousands but of years
Jesus
later.
Is like, nah. This generation will not pass away until all these things have happened.
Right. And that gets glossed over.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
And it's like, so what are all those people that live back then still alive or something? I don't think that means what you think it means, y'all.
No, I mean, they're just hand-wavy him. You know, you just make
that... Oh, that doesn't count.
Right.
You don't know what it means. Well, clearly you don't fucking know either, because...
Right.
I'm just reading the words.
Yeah.
So.
And the words say it's going to happen in your lifetime.
Yeah.
Those people's lifetime.
Those people's. Yeah. Not ours.
Yeah. Yeah. We're many lifetimes past that.
Right, right. 2,000 years ago? Yeah. Anyways, fuck off, pastors. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will, unfortunately, never pass away.
I mean, that he was right about.
Yeah.
If we're to believe that these are actually his words, which I don't. So.
No, I don't either at this point. All right, he's still talking. God, this is forever. I'm starting to lose my voice. Okay, he says, but about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. You know, because we're not the same guy.
Sure.
Even though the churches keep trying to make us be the same person, Yahweh is totally a different guy, and he's the only one that knows it. I'm just somebody else, a minor deity, his son, and I don't even know.
Like, I've heard Christians describe the Trinity and the Son and the Father and all that stuff, but I don't really feel like a lot of Christians have a good grasp on even how they feel about it, let alone to describe it to someone who is not really a part of their world.
Right.
You know, like, Christians are like, I don't know, it's sort of like blah, 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 or it's like this and this, or what I'll hear a lot of, and no disrespect for having said it this way, but like, this is how I was taught to see it. This is how I view it. And, you know, like, it's always an analogy to something else. And it's like, well, but is that really what was intended? Like, is that, like, because there's a lot of ways to read into this, how this could be seen differently.
Sorry, but so far I haven't seen the Trinity we're the same be introduced.
Yeah.
So I'm not convinced. I haven't read the whole thing yet, but it's my understanding that the Trinity ain't biblical anyways.
Sure. I mean, I'm sure that the Catholic Church makes different arguments.
Sure they do, but they're wrong. I mean, if they're reading the same fucking book, you know, which I know their Bible is a little different, but only because it has a few different books than what we're reading in it.
Sure.
So whatever their fucking books are, unless it says, here's a Trinity, there's a Trinity, and the Trinity is this, then I'm sorry, but thus far I ain't seeing it.
Right. And I think that a lot of these religions take what they want and make it something else.
Mm-hmm.
And they're allowed to pull in whatever they want to pull
sure,
in.
Sure, but then they can't tell me, just read the Bible. It's in the Bible. No, you don't get to do that.
Sure.
Sorry. If you have a rule book and you tell me to see to the rule book and I read the rule book and all the extra shit that you added ain't in your fucking rule book, then you're incorrect.
Right.
If we are to read only the rule book, you don't get to add extra shit to it. You just, period, don't.
Right.
You know, that... I don't play that way.
Yeah.
So, all right. Dude's still yapping.
Yeah.
As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Okay. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. And the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill. Yeah, they were grinding something. One will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. I will tell you that it was in the generation of those people, though,
because he said that. Yeah, he said that, right.
But understand this, he says, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and not have let his house be broken into.
So you're saying that if we had known that God was going to come, that we would be vigilant and not let God kill us?
He's saying always be vigilant. Never not be afraid, duh.
Okay.
They've been saying never not be afraid since day fucking one of the fucking Bible.
Got it.
Never not be afraid. Always be scared and terrified of Yahweh.
Yeah.
And he gonna get ya. Okay.
Right. And then we're injecting fear still in the New Testament.
Yes.
Like this is not the...
This is not the way.
This is not how I understood the Jesus story to be.
Me neither. At all. Me neither.
But okay.
I thought he was only about love, but apparently he was also about sticking his boot in other people's
I feel like that's the sales pitch that they give people to come to church, and then there's a whole other version and of it that once you get there. You
know? Yeah, but what's really interesting, though, is that like the MAGA Christians are like, you know what? Let's skip the sales pitch.
No, you're right. He's a fucking asshole.
He is a fucking asshole. The Jesus that y'all are talking about is way too woke. We aren't about that anymore. We're not even going to pretend anymore.
Right.
The gloves are off. Jesus is just like Yahweh. Never not be afraid. Always be scared. We will stick his boot up your ass. And guns, 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 war.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Oh, and also racism and slavery.
Right.
Because, and also fuck women.
I follow a couple people on social media, and Hemant Mehta, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that exactly right. Hemant has been talking or sharing posts, videos from this pastor. His name's Dale Partridge. And this guy is like, I mean,
Looney Tunes.
Oh my God. Like, he's talking about women not voting. The level, and this guy is somebody who is pretty big, right? And then there's also talk about the pastor that is prominent for Hegseth, and like he's got some political sway, and he's similar, like with regard to women not voting, with regard to like racism being a thing. Like, there's a lot of bigger people that are coming to the forefront in this political realm right now that are very not okay.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we should really, we need to be fighting back against this thing that's happening. And it is a very much a resurgence of, at some level, of very shitty religious ideas. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's kind of our thing, but like, we don't talk about the politics as much as we talk about Jesus and the Bible and all the things that we talk about here. But it's really important that we pay attention right now, because there's a lot of shit happening.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry,
yeah. It's pretty scary stuff. I had to throw that out
there for a minute, because it's bothering me, like, seeing these things come back into our world after I thought having been gone for so long.
Right? Like, so, we advanced so far.
Not that they were gone, but they were lesser.
We thought they were on the way out. We thought that we were on the upward trajectory.
Sure.
And they came back with a vengeance to bite us all in the ass.
Right.
All right, so Jesus still be talking, blah, blah, blah. If you knew what day, you would be prepared for that specific day, but you should just always be wary, never not be afraid.
Okay.
So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time? That was too many words in one sentence. It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns. Truly, I tell you, he will put him in charge of all his possessions. That was too many pronouns.
Yeah, there's a lot of hymns in there.
He's in hymns.
Right.
But suppose that servant is wicked and says to himself, my master is staying away a long time. And then he begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with drunkards. I mean.
Okay. All right. So this reminds me of shit. We just recently went to the Ark Encounter protest. Mm-hmm. And like, literally on some of the comments threads that I've seen talking about the protest, these Christians think that we are just evil. Like, they think that atheists and people who don't believe in their God are just the evilest sons of bitches on the planet. Mm-hmm. And they really think that we, like, I don't know, are just the most immoral motherfuckers out there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you got it all wrong. You should look inward. It's really you.
Yeah.
they think, like, this because of shit like this.
They eat and drink with drunkards. Holy shit.
Yeah. They're like, they're gonna do all the terrible things because they don't believe in God. And I'm like, why? Why would we do terrible things just because we don't believe in some fucking fictional being that you have made up? Like, I do things the right way because, honestly, I care about people in my life. And I also care that I don't make my life harder by being an asshole to other people in the world. So, like, I feel like there is some things that you just don't do because society and because of empathy and because of family and because of love and just all the things. But Christians think that the only thing stopping them from doing evil shit is their fucking God. And it really makes me angry when I hear them say shit like that. But here it is. It's in the fucking Bible.
It makes me worried. More than it makes me angry, it makes me worried. Yeah. Like, maybe it's a good thing you are Christian, because what would you do without a love of your God or a fear of your God?
But after hearing this, it literally is in their Bible. They're being told that this is how it is. Yep. If they weren't good because of God, they would be evil, because obviously that's what
those are your choices.
The options are black or white. You have no other options.
Nope.
It's either believe in God and you are good, white, and right. Sorry, I didn't mean white as in like, but like, yeah. I'm talking about white and black and white, you know, like mm-hmm. the right and wrong, the good and evil, mm-hmm. right? And, or you're just the worst son of a bitch on the planet.
Yep. And you eat the babies, of course.
Right.
And I'm like, isn't it funny though how it's the Christians who are the ones that are pushing for all the laws to be allowed to rape women and children? Like, they
definitely go with laws that are less
punitive
for people who would commit those
crimes. Well, they're trying to change laws to allow, quote unquote, allow, meaning push, children to work at younger and younger ages.
Right.
And they want to drop the age of marriage for kids so that, you know, old men can marry young girls.
Right.
There are several states still where it is legal for parents to push their kids into marrying older dudes.
Yeah.
And there are actually people who will fight, like, anytime a bill is pushed to try to get these laws off the fucking books, there are people who will fight against that. Literally will fight against that.
Right.
So, you know, and then you talk about the pastors that are out there pushing for women to not have rights.
Yeah.
To not be allowed to divorce their husbands, to not be allowed to report their husbands for rape, because in their mind, there is no such thing as marital rape. If you're married, you owe your husband sex, period, the end, and dinner at 5. You know,
I think that's my biggest problem. I have a very serious problem reconciling my idea of empathy and caring and love with what Christians today in this new found heavily Christian society that we are trying to reform
mm-hmm.
view it as, right? Like they view it as very patriarchal. They view mm-hmm. it as very good and evil. Like there's just no room for anything but their specific worldview. And empathy requires you to have the ability to hold more than one worldview in your brain and care about mm-hmm. those people. And this is not a world that I expected, and it's not the world we deserve, for sure.
No, definitely not. I'm just going to read these
couple verses here
and bring it home.
I got off on a tangent there.
The master of that servant, this is still Jesus. My God, he talked this whole fucking chapter.
He talks a lot, yeah.
The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him.
So let me get this straight. We're not going to expect him?
Right.
I think they've clarified that now.
They've clarified
that. We're definitely not going to expect him. Okay.
The master of that servant will come on a day when... Yeah, he will. He's going to come on a day when he does not expect him. At an hour he is not aware of. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Oh, how Old Testament.
Right?
But... Jesus is going to come back and cut us to pieces?
Mm-hmm. Cut my life into pieces. Okay. Jesus is such a dick.
So not only do we have to go to hell, according to Christians, you know, mm-hmm. whatever the fucking
mm-hmm.
scenario is going to be, but we get to get cut into pieces on our way to hell.
Yeah.
By Jesus.
And
Jesus is going to come by and cut us into pieces.
And there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Of course. Because that's what happens after you get cut to pieces by Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
There's gnashing of teeth and
weeping. Yeah.
Or probably the other way, because if you got gnashed with the teeth, you're probably done weeping at that point.
Also, they like to throw themselves on the ground and roll in the dirt and dress in cloth, that whatever that sackcloth is.
Yeah, sackcloth. Yeah.
And pull their hair. Yeah. It's going to suck to be us when the Christians get power.
So just an update. Yep. Still hate this.
Yep. This book sucks. Hated it.
You got anything else to add?
Jesus is as much of a dick as his sky daddy.
Right. Jesus is just not all right with me.
He's not all right at all.
All right. That was Matthew chapter 24.
24. Sure as fuck was.
I would imagine that based on how things have been going, we're probably going to be doing a Q&A next.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've got to either do a Q&A over 23 at least, but maybe 23 and 24.
Right. Wife's got to figure that out. So
I do, because I don't remember 23 at all. And that is a little scary to me.
So definitely need a Q&A on that one. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you all for joining us. Make sure you click on the link in the show notes. Join us for the Discord live Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern the next time. And we will see you then.
All right.
Bye. Bye. Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.